Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
That's right, Jay Binkley with my new best friend, Drew Nixon. Got to be careful, though, because Jason Smith always does a night show like that. My best friend, Mike Harmon. Got to be careful with that. Mm-hmm. But it's very similar to that deal indeed. You excited about the new college football game, Drew?
Oh,
I know,
man.
You're very excited about that.
They have a new deep dive video today. Next week, they're doing the Dynasty one. Woo! It's that time of year, Bank, where you start getting excited for college football in general. I know you and I are pumped. The magazines are out. The game's coming out. More talk.
Your podcast just dropped.
The 249 Miles of College Football podcast is back on a weekly basis. We got video coming, Bink. Live reactions post-game.
Phil's phone guides on the way out.
Oh, yeah. We got everything coming.
Anyway, Madden did theirs yesterday with the a lot of the weather. The Madden graphics don't usually change a ton, but they look a little different this year.
There is a sneaky suspicion it's because this is the last year that they have the NFL licensed, the partnership with them, that they're actually trying really hard, which, hey, whether that's true or not, it gets a better game for everybody else. I might actually have to buy it this year. I haven't played a Madden in at least 5 years. It's been a while.
How much time did you spend playing the college game?
I have to look. I think I've spent hang on a second. I'll be able to tell you exactly how much I've played. I played 272 hours.
And you're still married.
Yeah. I played 272 hours of the college football game.
That's
interesting. I played it yesterday.
That's interesting. By the way, our text line is 913-586-7965, the J Southland Tow Service text line. Somebody text in, says, guess what, Cody? Our new menu's dropped. Cody's not here. Cody's dancing down in
Dallas.
Cody
hasn't been here all week.
Cody's dancing down in Dallas. We can't go check out the new menu. I'm sure he will.
What menu is it? I'm curious.
What menu is it?
I'll pass it along to Cody.
I think Drew and I can go check out the new menu. I mean,
that's true.
What do we chop liver? Anyway, what's trending goes like this, Drew. How about Cags going for two, not one, but two home runs in Arlington yesterday? And that was good to see. The first one sounded a little bit like this.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air. Deep right center field. Adolis Garcia is at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione, his first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers' bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder.
Yeah, and since StatCast with the fourth highest pitch since they began measuring that type of thing back in 2008, the voice of that was Jake Eisenberg, who joined us at 10:30. It's available on the podcast page. He was fired up about that because then he goes and hits one 439. For the second home run of the game. But regardless, that's good. That's good to get that out of the way. And it's good for Cody and Gold's bank account, too, and Dusty, because I think they've been betting it every day that he's going to hit the first home run. So finally, they got a payoff on the deal.
I'll tell you, if they happen to somehow say, you know what, he's not only going to hit one, he's going to hit two in the same day on top of that. I mean, they would have really cashed in for sure.
Oh, banking completely.
Secondly, on what's trending, the Royals and Padres, that road trip continues for the boys in blue. They are in San Diego, as Jake was calling in from earlier this morning. Padres and Dodgers are getting into it a little bit. Padres have had a little bit of a rough go of it. Diamondbacks they struggled with at times. Dodgers, they nearly got swept.
Yeah, they got right back into it.
Opportunity for the Royals, though, Bank, you know, to come in with a pitching staff that's a little bit beat up in San Diego and try to continue this offensive momentum that they've got.
It's interesting. You had said something that the Padres-Dodgers series you think is the tops in Major League Baseball. It's hard to argue with that with all the
because they I think they hate each other so much.
They cleared the benches last night, of course.
Oh yeah,
the Royals see that Padres team today.
Beaming each other, yeah.
Tatis got beamed. We're still waiting for his x-rays today. See his availability against the Royals this weekend.
That'd be a big loss for the Padres, too.
Then Ohtani gets hit. The Dodgers actually won 3 of 4. They won the first three games of that series.
Swept them.
And then the Dodgers won, the Padres won last night 5-3. Royals see the Padres here for 3 before they get to see the Dodgers as well when they come back. So the Royals get to see both these teams firsthand. But great start to the road series. When you think of winning the first 3 like that, we debated that, Alex and I did, you know, during the week. What are we going to talk about? They could be 3-3. They can lose more ground. They were 4 games under .500 at that point. They sit just 1 game back now. And all of a sudden, the 4-2 road trip seems extremely likely. I dare say 5-1 road trip if they can win 2 or 3 against the Padres.
I mean, yeah. I think there's potential there, obviously, before they come back and face the Rays. And the Dodgers that
which
you
are red hot, by the way,
previously mentioned.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. Again, it's a tough schedule, but they go out and win the first 3 on the road. And it was good to see Jack after a day off. That was perfect. He gets a day off, you know, clear the mind. Everything comes back with the 2 home runs. Well, mini camp ended yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs, Drew. So not only did most of the guys show up for OTAs, but mandatory minicamp, of course, the word mandatory thrown in there.
Trey Smith was out there practicing, you know, amidst the contract
stuff.
He
actually practiced,
And he's not, again, he already signed the franchise tag, so he's there. I don't think it's much of a surprise that he's, you know, there. It's just that he was actually practicing and not holding in. That stood out a little bit there as well. And wrapping up what's trending, lastly, NBA Finals set for a Game 7 on Sunday, the first time the NBA Finals have gone to 7 since 2016. So
that's
wild. We could be in line for a classic. The Thunder, by the way, this was mentioned. I saw this on Twitter. I think this is true. The Thunder were one of the greatest regular season teams of all time. And a 4 seed in the Eastern Conference is taking them to the brink. I think it's pretty impressive what the Pacers are doing, regardless of whether they win or not. Remember, Bink, the Thunder were minus 770 to win the Finals. When that thing started, before it started, 770 favorites is one of the biggest. The Pacers were one of the biggest underdogs in NBA history in terms of betting odds to win the Finals. They might be able to do it on Sunday night. That's what's trending, Bink, though. Yeah, Jack, man. I think Lumberjack. I can't get that out of my head now. Somebody texted that in earlier.
And Rex was calling
that.
The
nickname, I like it. Lumberjack. I think there's something you could do with that a little bit, you know?
Well, it's fun to see. I mean, what he did yesterday was, again, he's put himself. He's
People
always
been waiting
that
for that home run to happen.
You don't get up and grab a beer when Jack's coming to the plate. He was always in that for me anyway, because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss that first home run. But now he's got it. He's got himself where Bobby's got to me, and that's where you don't get up and grab anything to eat or drink while he's at the plate. I call him "Don't Go Grab Beer Guys," and Jack is certainly one of those guys at this point. But I'm excited about the series. Against the Padres. Hey, it's finally good to say San Diego, right? Because we can't say that with Chargers anymore. I mean, I call them San Diego Chargers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's right.
You can say San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I don't think the Padres are going anywhere, at least. They might have been like 10 years ago before they got Fernando, but now they got Fernando and Manny and the bunch there. Obviously, that's fantastic.
Who can forget the big fight with Manny and Yunano? When Manny
charged the mound. Somebody texted in about that earlier, is that if the Royals, you know, lack of fighting somebody like Cody's been begging them to do, and stand up for themselves, maybe Manny Machado can get under somebody's skin.
But he's kind of like Royals friendly now, though, because he was on the Hosmer podcast. You know that one that Hosmer and Moose do? Manny was on it.
I like Manny Machado a lot. He's one of my favorite players, so I like Manny Machado. I know a lot of people don't care for him, but
I remember when Manny was in the 2012 in the All-Star game, was here, right? And he was one of the future stars at that point. I never forget, he was walking around like Fan Fest and stuff because he hadn't done anything yet in Major League Baseball. So he got a chance to, you know, walk around Fan Fest and all that as a future star.
That's awesome.
So Manny versus the Royals tonight. By the way, your podcast came out this week
It did.
249 miles of college football. You do a deep dive into Missouri, Kansas, Kansas State, because that's the distance between those teams. That's why you call the podcast
yeah,
that.
The stadiums, but
I'll be honest with you, Drew. I know you and I are going to talk some college football in the 1 o'clock hour. Why? Because no one's here to tell us no.
Wow. Well, I've even got some planned for right now. You want to dive into some of it right now that we discussed on the podcast?
Let's dive into it.
Okay. So one of the things that I talked about, we discussed it briefly. It was mentioned on What's Trending. I think Gold didn't. We had the topic, but Gold knew that you and I were doing the show today, and we would for sure talk about it at some point. Now is the time. We'll reset it probably in fan club. Or maybe take a different angle on it.
Because
there's something else I wanted to ask you, actually, about the. I wanted to go through the win totals with you for K-State, KU, and Missouri, because those are out. They've been out. But one of the things that we mentioned in What's Trending a couple days ago is the committee for the playoffs is basically starting over in regards to what the format's going to be. The Big Ten and the SEC can't agree on anything. All groups and all parties involved need to come together to make a decision. It's got to be something formed together. It's not, again, they say together. It's really just the Big Ten and the SEC have to figure it out. And then the ACC and the Big 12 and the rest of the group of six schools can kind of just tag along. But, you know, it's been, is it 14? Is it 16? Is it the 5 plus 11 format? Is it the 4-4-2-2-1-1-1 format for 16? Like, how exactly are things going to go? But now there's reporting that they've started over talks. They had to come to a decision, Bink, in less than 6 months. December 1st is the deadline to determine the format for the college football playoff. And based on this, I don't know how many more times they meet, but based on the reporting, Ross Dellinger said this the other day, there's a potential that next year could also be a 12-team playoff, but they're going to do straight seeding, similar to that as what they're going to do this year.
Which is smart. Smart that's already been decided. They're changing that.
To me, I think, look, and I might be in the minority. I think you're going to disagree with me because eventually I think we're going to go to 16 or 14 or whatever. I'm fine with them doing another 12 because we haven't had a format that people have been accustomed to for a long. Like, we had the 4-team for, I don't know, 6-7 straight years.
Then don't forget when you had 2 teams, people threw a fit because it was LSU and Alabama. Then the powers to be got in the hotel room because the country said, we're tired of seeing LSU and Alabama.
Well, and now we've got all this talk about, you know, are we going to expand and yada, yada, yada. But we haven't had consistency to just see if this thing works. And I think it's part of, it's the greediness, it's everything. But the way that things sit right now with 12, everything still matters. I'm worried that you go to the 5 plus 11 format, and I want to get your opinion, 913-586-7965 from the text line as well, because I think Missouri falls into this. KU and K-State do as well. But I think in regards to the college football season as a whole, Bink, if we go to 5 plus 11, then if Alabama's got, if Alabama's 10-0 in the last 2 weeks of the season, they can afford to lose both games and they're still in. If you're 9-1, you can afford to lose the final two games and as an SEC school, and you're probably in still. So I'm worried that the value of the regular season changes a little bit. The value of conference title games changes. I'm worried, Bink, that we're going to have, in the future, if they go to the 5 plus 11 format, which the SEC wants because, of course, they do, they get more teams in, that the Iron Bowl is still going to matter a little bit, but it's not going to be the same. You still want to beat Auburn, but if you lose, it's not life or death anymore because, we're still in the playoff. You know, it's fine if we lose the Iron Bowl, which the way that college football is and how it always has been, and I might sound like an old head, but those games, that the rivalries and tradition and pageantry and all of it, Iron Bowl included, Backyard Brawl included, Border War included, whatever you want to call any of these rivalries, all of them, they matter in college football currently. I'm worried that we get to the point where we expand it so much that the value of the regular season falls and drops, and the rivalry games that we hold dearly as college football fans don't mean anything anymore, and you're going to turn it into the NFL where, look, if Missouri is in, they got, let's say Missouri's 10-0 and they know they can get in. I mean, technically they don't have to play Bo Pribula. They don't have to play starters anymore because they're in. I'm worried we get to that point where we're talking resting starters in the final week of the season.
Man.
If you expand it, Bink, because right now 12, the requirements are still all there for the regular season to matter, conference title game matter, all of it still matters. And I think that's the important thing that needs to be included still. Like, we need to make sure that it matters still.
Yeah, there is. And there also has to be some house cleaning as well as the transfer portal. And when do you shut that thing down?
They're still talking about whether it's one window or two or when exactly to do that.
Because they need to change that because the quarterback from Missouri transferred from Penn State. Drew Aller is going to be a first-round pick next year from Penn State. He decided to come back. And so their backup quarterback, Bo Prabula, who did play. Like, they used him in a lot of different situations. He actually played a lot in that Wisconsin game where they came back and won. He's played a lot, but he wasn't able to play in the playoffs because he had to make a decision. And James Franklin, the coach, was good with that because a lot of times a guy hits a transfer portal and the coach doesn't really say many good things about him. But he had to miss the playoffs, which I think is a shame that a kid has to miss the playoffs because he had to transfer. Well, he needed to transfer if he wants to play because he transferred to Missouri, which I think is big. So that's one, get that out of the way. Two, you don't want to see these games diminished. But that was always the fear. Like, that was always the fear when they were going to do any kind of expansion. I remember that was the fear when they even went to four teams. People thought that some of the regular season games would be watered down. I saw the opposite because you see more teams, and hopefully they keep doing it, take chances and have some marquee matchups in the non-con. You know, not afraid if you take that loss. Like Ohio State last year when they played Oregon.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't going to kill either one of these teams. In previous years, it probably would have. It would have hurt them playing, you know, taking that chance and playing that early season game. Like you see, and it didn't hurt them. And I actually enjoyed that because I thought we got to see some matchups we might not have seen in other years if teams were sandbagging.
I think that, because to me, the SEC, I think, is absolutely right in the fact that, like, look, they're the best league. Their schedules are the most difficult. That's all understandable. The metric, this is the thing, too, as a part of these conversations, is the SEC wants to include a strength of schedule metric in. Well, of course they do. Because it's the toughest conference in college football. No, that makes complete sense why the SEC would want to do that. But I still think you have to reward the on-field performance and not, well, we lost to this school and we lost to this school and we lost. Like, Alabama did not deserve to be in last year, and I don't want to rehash it again, because they lost to an Oklahoma team that barely made a bowl game and they got scraped by that team. The worst loss that Indiana had was to Ohio State, who won the whole thing. So To a Notre Dame team that also made the title game. So I, if we're going and we're comparing losses, I don't want to get to that point either, because I think that's what it also turns into. If we get into a conversation of, well, we got to look at the RPIs, you know, the good, the best wins and the bad losses. That's from March Madness. There's enough games in March Madness that we can look at the bad losses and that's fine. But we only got 12 games in college football, Bink. Who did you beat? That's what should matter most.
And like, I think Ohio State starts off against Texas. So in previous years, that game matters. It doesn't matter at all this year, but I'm glad they're playing.
Yeah, there's a realm in the conversation for, well, you didn't lose a bad game, but I think if you wanted to look at Ole Miss, and if you looked at Ole Miss and Alabama, the two teams that were at the top of that conversation to be in over SMU or Indiana, they both had worse losses than SMU and Indiana did. Regardless of whether they were in the SEC or not, Kentucky stunk last year. Oklahoma barely made a bowl game. Alabama almost didn't deserve to get in. Sorry about you. That's just the way that it goes. I think things would have been a little bit differently if you were comparing an Indiana team or an SMU team that had lost its conference title game I'll use them as a better example. A team that had lost only one game. If let's say South Carolina beats LSU. South Carolina has another quality win. Maybe they're in. If Ole Miss doesn't lose to Kentucky, maybe they're in the conversation. So you slipping up should still penalize you, as far as I'm concerned. If it's to a team that you shouldn't be losing to, Alabama lost to Vanderbilt. Alabama didn't belong in the college football playoff last year, point blank and period. Now, things can change on a year-to-year basis. That's where I think this year they need to. I wouldn't have a problem, Bink, if they said, after this year, we'll do one more year of the 12th. We'll take some time. And we're going to decide where we're going to let things play out. We're going to see how this year goes.
It's better than a four. Because I think Ohio State would. You agree with me? Ohio State would not even make the playoffs if it's four.
Well, yeah. Of course not. Yeah. But I think that for it to be 12 and react on 1 year, I think that's not. I don't think that's very smart. It's the group of five team this year.
Don't go to 14 is what I'm saying. Don't go to 14 because you know you're going to 16.
The group of five team this year, group of 16 this year is not going to get a bye. They're not going to be good enough to do that. Boise State was an anomaly. That's going to be different. They're going to be the 12 seed. The Big 12 team is probably going to get a bye. the ACC champ is probably going to get a bye and everything like that. I say you let one more year play out. You decide we're going to make it 12 next year as well in 26, and then we'll go from there. Don't jump the gun because of one oddly unique season. Oddly unique is what college football is anyways. Shout out to this person who also texted in as well. I feel like I should read this. 15 spots and reserve the last spot for Coastal Carolina. Hey, my brother and sister went there as a supporter of Coastal Carolina. I'm all for it.
Carrington asked me this. Who's this year's Indiana? Because 2 years ago, they didn't have the format like this, but Missouri would have been in. But who is this year's? You can make an argument that would have been them. But who's this year's Indiana?
That's a really tough question.
I think it could be Illinois.
I think Illinois is the one that also came. The Illinois is the first team that jumped into mind for myself. Based on how they ended the year, they returned almost everybody. Luke Altmaier's a really solid quarterback. They could really, they might even make the Big Ten title game. I wouldn't be surprised if they made the Big Ten title game, which is probably a bold statement, I would say for sure. But them in the SEC, I'm trying to think of somebody in the SEC that could kind of pull in Indiana, but you're not going to see somebody go, like, you're not going to see Mississippi State.
Oh, Vandy thinks they can.
Yeah, but even what, if Vandy did it, they're not Indiana. Indiana went from 2-10 to 11-1. That's not going to happen this year. It can't happen. That's not going to happen in the SEC. Mississippi State's not going to go 11-1 this year. Book it. You can bet on it. It's not going to happen. Sorry about it. I think Missouri can make the playoff. I think they could surprise some people and make it in.
If I had to ask you, which one would you leverage on? Missouri, Kansas State, or Kansas making the postseason? What would you say?
I think if you don't pick Kansas State, I think you're not crazy, but I think you're a little bit too hopeful, I think, of Kansas or Missouri.
I think Kansas State stands a great chance in that week zero game against Iowa State and Dublin.
Because
huge.
They're one of the favorites to win the conference. Missouri's not one of the favorites. If Missouri was in the Big 12, I would pick Missouri or Kansas State to be fine with. Missouri's got to go 10-2 and then hope that nobody else is 10-2 in the Big 10 that didn't make a conference title game. Because all of a sudden, we're going to start to talk about elimination of bids because how many spots are actually available for Missouri, what schedules are we comparing, all those things. I do think Kansas is an interesting team this year. Not necessarily to make the playoff because I think the Big 12 gets a little bit too disrespected in regards to how good it is, but I think KU could get right back to where they were 2 years ago and win 9 games. I wouldn't be surprised.
So we know you've been to Manhattan.
Been to Manhattan, yes.
But you've never been to Lawrence or Columbia. Is that correct?
No, I was looking to going into the border. I was thinking about going to the KU Missouri game. Tickets are not particularly in the budget, so.
Well, go as a media member.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go, I think, to the South Carolina game because I'd like to see potentially the Heisman Trophy winner and Lenora Sellers, maybe the number one overall pick play. I'd like to see Lenora Sellers play. I think Missouri's an interesting team, though. Defensively, they're going to be really good again, I think.
Shocked you didn't say the Alabama game.
No, if I want to go to an Alabama game, unless Nick Saban's not coaching now, it's a little bit different. I want to go to a game in Tuscaloosa. My brother and I thought about going to the Wisconsin Tuscaloosa game, the Wisconsin Bama game. Cause it's,
I think Missouri at Vanderbilt would be fun in Nashville.
I think it would be fun. I want to go to a game in Lawrence this year because they're on campus again. I wanted to make sure, like last year I didn't go because they weren't on campus.
Is that stadium going to be completely done? Because I don't think it is.
Gold said, I believe the last update that Gold gave me was the stadium's half built, basically.
Yeah.
They're still waiting on funding, I think, for the other half, which obviously doesn't sound good if they're still waiting on it. But half of it's done. I think it's going to be a pretty sweet stadium. It's good for Kansas.
Yeah.
That they're getting a new stadium, obviously. I'm excited for what Kansas has going forward, even after this year, because Lance Leipold, KU's got a top 25 class bank for 2026. Lance Leipold is out here cooking in terms of recruiting.
The dude's a winner, man.
Somebody asked if from the number three.
How many national titles he had? 6 at D3?
Yeah.
I think it's like 6.
Yeah, with Wisconsin Whitewater.
Kleiman's got what, 4 at the FCS?
Yep.
Yeah.
Obviously, Drinkwitz doesn't have any, but he was very good at App State before coming to Missouri, and he's done, obviously, a really good job with the Missouri Tigers. For the 913, do you think LSU makes the playoff? I don't know if that's from our guy Garrett or not. But
Nussmeier?
No. Okay, his name's Garrett. He lives in Kansas. Talking about Garrett Nussmeier and the LSU Tigers. Man, I don't know, Bank. Do you think LSU makes it?
I don't know, man. I just look at LSU blowing it a couple years ago. They had Jaden Daniels, Brian Thomas, and Malik Nabers, and still couldn't win.
I would say right now, I had him making it last year. I would say yes, because I think Harold Perkins is going to be better. I think defensively they'll be better. I would lean yes right now. From the 816, go to Fayetteville, Drew. Go to Arkansas.
I've gone down there and watched.
If LSU's traveling to Arkansas, I will go to the Battle for the Boot.
Okay.
The Golden Boot game. I think that'd be fun to go to.
Yeah, it'd be more talk on college football later
go
on the show.
Listen to the podcast if you haven't already. We talk about this and a little bit more stuff. Okay. 249 miles of college football.
There's some interesting.
Bink will be on next week. You'll be on next week.
I will. I'm sure we'll talk about it then too. I'm sure talk to Alex about it. But anyway, we'll talk some NFL and a list that came out from a known Chiefs hater that actually likes the Chiefs now. So much of the Chiefs actually put this article on their website. We'll discuss that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Next.
I feel like this fits your vibe, Bink.
It doesn't really fit any vibe, Drew. Welcome back, 96.5 The Fan.
What am I supposed to play? Some metal rock music? Is that what's going to get you fired up more?
Something. Play some country, I don't care.
Oh, okay. So country. So country.
See, Mahomes is down at the Hot Country Nights, or whatever.
I did not.
That's what the internet said. The internet,
and
by
surely,
the way.
And surely, the internet is always correct.
Yeah,
and surely.
Rarely.
I believe you. I believe it was him.
But our phone number is 913-586-7965. Text line
913-586-7965.
Do you?
Aim for the text line.
Yeah. Well,
coming up in about 15 minutes. 10, 15 minutes.
So we talked about the college football game coming out. The Madden game's coming out as well. The ratings have leaked for the team ratings. Do you know that what teams have the highest ratings in Madden?
For what, Madden?
Yeah.
The highest rating.
They're tied. There's two teams tied for the top rating.
I bet you the Eagles have the best team.
They didn't.
Oh.
Not in here. They had the Chiefs and Niners tied with the 92 overall, if this is accurate. If the, I've seen several people talk about it. Like, I understand
what
the Chiefs.
Brock Purdy has.
But why the Niners? All the losses.
That's what I'm saying. Ugh. Well, what the heck is Brock Purdy then? An overrated 89 or a 92? If he's in the 90s,
very interesting.
If he's in, there's no way he's in the 90s.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens to that team since they paid their quarterback. Because they didn't win it when they didn't.
So you think the best teams are the Niners and Chiefs, reportedly. Who's the worst team?
Oh, I don't think they're the best teams.
No, according to Madden, I'm saying. You said those two.
I don't know. I didn't look at
them. Who do you think is the worst team in Madden? If I had to guess the worst team in Madden, it's...
The Giants still there? The Colts?
Yeah, I think the Giants are a good guess.
Giants were 75. I do remember that one.
It's not terrible, but it's pretty rough. I mean, is anybody lower than a 75, do you think?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the full.
Who had the first overall pick? I keep on forgetting.
See, Cleveland and Tennessee did. Tennessee had the first pick because Cam Ward.
They might be elevated a little bit, but the Titans also.
Did Noel Williams picked off, by the way. Chiefs draft pick. Go ahead.
Maybe it's the Titans. I don't know. I think the Giants are a really good guess, Bink. I would say the Giants, too.
Yeah, I mean,
anyways,
no quarterbacks.
Pete Prisco likes the Chiefs, though.
He does. Pete Prisco, what do you think of Prisco?
I think he's good. I don't have any opinions about many writers just because I absorb a lot of content. Some articles, I'm like, oh, this isn't that great. I don't agree with it, but it doesn't mean that they're a bad writer. I think Prisco does as good of a job as anybody does.
Yeah, I mean, if they do their homework and
good,
stuff,
good
but it's tough because you're so focused in on what the Chiefs are.
It gets
are.
Us talking, which is great. So I think Pete Prisco is fantastic.
Well, he's had his moments, but he was a Chiefs hater for so long, right? And that was always the thing. He's a former Denver writer, right? So he's got that kind of bias.
Okay.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, no, but I always read the stuff, but it always seemed like that, right? But lately, it's all been pretty positive Chiefs, to be honest with you. Like, Pete's actually been pretty honest with Chiefs.
Okay.
But you know, the NFL Network will have their top 100. Patrick was dead a couple years ago. This year, he wasn't. And you know when they ask these players to do this, which I don't know if they take it 100% seriously, to be honest with you, because I've heard they don't. But do you know when they ask the Chiefs? It's in like November, right? No, 2 years ago, because that was last year's list. Mm. So they go off 2 years. But Chiefs were not great in November 2 years ago. Remember, the Raiders game really defined who and what they were.
Okay.
They go on, they win a Super Bowl. But it was not the team that you expect in November. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So if people were down on him then, okay. So be it. So be it. So what it is. So he puts his list out for top 100. And who would you guess right now that he would put is the top player in the National Football League? The way I always look at this, I always look at it as if every player was available, who would get drafted first? That's always kind of how I look at value of players. Like, who would taken first in a draft amongst teams.
Okay, if you're doing fantasy football draft, it's obviously a quarterback's getting taken.
It's not fantasy football.
I know, but I'm saying if you're starting, whatever it is, fantasy, well, whatever it is. If you're starting a team.
Because you're right, that'd be a receiver.
If you're doing a draft, if it's a quarterback always, like if it's always a quarterback. But I think I'm going to guess Myles Garrett is the best player in the NFL.
Myles Garrett's number two.
Okay. Is it a quarterback at one?
Saquon Barkley's number three.
All right.
Josh Allen's number four. Justin Jefferson's number five.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm not to Burrow yet. Lamar Jackson's number six. Oh, there's Joe Burrow, seventh on the list, followed by Ja'Marr Chase. A couple of Bengals in the top 10. Patrick Surtain and Micah Parsons around the 10.
Allen, man.
Number one from Pete Prisco. Keep this in mind.
Patrick Mahomes.
No to Chiefs. Yes, Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, he would be, because if he's past 10, it'd be a joke. But he's the number one player. Keep this in mind.
Right.
He's 29. So do I believe that there's a full draft of NFL players he would go number one?
I think the best players against who you would take first, I think that's where the conversation gets interesting. Because I really think that quarterback play obviously is more important. You're, of course, going to pick them first over anybody else. But I think Myles Garrett, in terms of...
Would you say it's the number one position in all of sports?
The quarterback? Yeah. Yeah.
In all sports.
I would say it's the most important. I think that's a common opinion.
Agreed.
For everybody. But I think Myles Garrett should absolutely be considered as a better player, as the best player in the National Football League. I mean, I think Aaron Donald was in that conversation for a while as well. Like, I would take a quarterback over Aaron Donald or Lawrence Taylor or whoever, but... It's hard to say that those guys are not the best players in the league.
As far as that is concerned, but again,
dominance and everything.
That's why I look at it on as far as a draft. Like, who would you draft to change your team? Now,
of course,
you can make the argument that Saquon you know, there was a huge mood for Philadelphia to bring him in because he ended up winning the whole thing, albeit he didn't have 100 yards against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but didn't need to. But Saquon Barkley, you actually saw a running back kind of change the complexion of a team. But that doesn't always happen. Derrick Henry did not change the complexion of the Ravens. Certainly it was great, but didn't change who that team was.
No.
That's Lamar Jackson. Patrick Mahomes, number one on this list. And as I told Matt, and I brought it up earlier, I think people at this point across the league, you know, take being tired out of the Chiefs out of the equation because that's what people are. They're tired of the Chiefs always winning. But they always win because of Patrick Mahomes, but they always go look at his stats. Well, you take another quarterback and you take out Hollywood Brown, you take out Rashee Rice, and then you ask these other quarterbacks, what would you do? Well, he ends up in the Super Bowl with that group. Uh-huh. They had the 15th ranked offense as far as points per game for the last 2 years. They were number one before that, number four before that. So they have slipped down. But again, I said they had to change who and what they were because the injuries they had. But as I told Matt, and Matt knew this, you know, obviously, too, he right off the top of his head. I mean, 17 postseason wins for Mahomes. 17. Keep in mind, this is a team that went 21 years without a playoff win until Alex Smith beat the Texans down in Houston in that game. Chiefs had not won a playoff game for 21 years. That is two decades worth. That is someone being born and being legally able to drink long distance between making the postseason. But he's won 17. And I feel that stat gets overlooked, to be honest with you, Drew. I do. That only Tom Brady has more postseason wins than Mahomes. I think a lot of people forget that he's passed Joe Montana. He's passed Bradshaw. He's passed Manning. He's passed all these guys. And then there's Mahomes because, oh, well, we look at his stats, and he didn't throw for 5,000 yards.
I understand that, Bink, but nobody looks at quarterback wins and says, oh, yeah, they're a great quarterback.
Well, people
otherwise, you know what?
Agree.
Trent Dilfer would be considered a better quarterback than Josh Allen because he has a Super Bowl.
Well, and we talked about that Alex Smith because Alex Smith won a lot.
Trent Dilfer has more playoff wins than Lamar Jackson does, but we all know good and well that Trent Dilfer is not better than Lamar Jackson.
He's got a better postseason record.
Brock Purdy has more playoff wins than Lamar Jackson does. He might have as many as how many playoff wins does Brock Purdy have? Because Josh Allen has 7. I'm curious, Bink.
Let's see.
How many playoff wins does Brock Purdy have? 8?
I'll look that up. But Trent Dilfer, by the way, so stay on him for just a second. Can you guess his playoff wins? His record in playoff games?
He had to have won 4 to get to the Super Bowl.
Been in 6.
Okay, he's been in 6. I'll say 4-2.
5-1. and one in the postseason. Yeah, you wouldn't have seen that coming.
Of course not.
Now,
of course
not. As far as Brock Purdy's concerned,
How many wins does he have? I don't care about the games. How many wins?
Just in the postseason.
Yeah.
His playoff record is 4-2. And Lamar's won, what, 3 playoff games?
He has more.
But is he a better quarterback than Lamar?
No. Of course not. So I think,
but the 17 postseason wins, I think, does matter.
I understand that that's something you look along the lines of, man, this guy had long-term greatness. But in terms of him actually being better than somebody else, I think you got to pump the brakes on just the quarterback wins. The reason why Patrick Mahomes, who as we know, is better than all of those other guys who are behind him is because he's come up in the clutch in moments and he's won the Super Bowl, and it's because of him that they won the Super Bowl before. Like you could say, yeah, the defense is part of the reason. I would agree with you in an instance.
Well, people always said, well, we do great defense. Well,
he is responsible for at least one Super Bowl title because of him. Plain and simple. I think that's where you start to get.
I agree with that because Joe Flacco, the first time, but the second time was because of him.
And Trent Dilfer is solely responsible, or his Super Bowl is solely responsible because of the defense of the Baltimore Ravens. It's not because of Trent Dilfer that they won that Super Bowl. So that's where I think the whole record thing, all that stuff, I think that it's something that you look back on and say, man, he was really good in this moment. But football is such a team game that one player, it's really difficult to say one player makes that big of a difference. Again, with Mahomes, I think it does. But it's so difficult to pinpoint one player as the reason why they win games to say what his record is in the playoffs and give that as a flex for Patrick Mahomes. I think it showcases his longevity and
but it does matter, though.
Somewhat.
It does matter, though.
Yeah, but it's not that Patrick Mahomes' playoff record is reason 12 he's as good as he is. You can list off at least 10 other things that I would say are the reason why he's in the Brady conversation, I think.
The other highest rated Chiefs on this, Creed Humphrey at 16, Chris Jones at 18, and then you've got to go further down besides that. I was expecting you guy Trey Hendrickson to be farther up on the list. Trent McDuffie was 46.
Now, we already know that Trey Hendrickson is disrespected. The man had the most sacks in the NFL last year, but he doesn't want to get put in the top 20.
Former Chief Joe Tooney was 55 for the former Chief, which, listen, at guard, unbelievable. At tackle,
is Rasheed
showed
in there?
His warts.
Probably not.
Trey Smith is at 75. Rasheed is not on here, I don't believe.
If he played the whole year, I bet you he would have made it.
Travis Kelce's 96. So that's the list.
I might have a really hot. This might be a really, really big hot take.
Then say it.
I can't. It's hard to say because Rasheed didn't play the whole year. But if Rasheed's healthy and played all of last year, he would have been a better play. He's a better player than Travis Kelce right now.
Oh, I don't think that's a stretch to say.
I don't know if that's
point
as hot
career, no.
as I think. But I think Rasheed Rice right now is a better football player than Travis Kelce is.
I think that's fair because of the age difference and what it is. And keep in mind, as a receiver, he does a lot of the Travis Kelce type routes.
Yeah, that obviously is the main thing. I'm sure this list is statistically... stats boost this list a little bit. Like, if you had good stats, you're going to be on the list somewhere, you know?
Well, it just depends. But they do take a look at things because, obviously, statistically, Mahomes wasn't on there, but they go by... realism. Trey Hendrickson was 26th on the list. That's way too low. He should be a lot higher, to be honest with you, because he's led the NFL in sacks if you combine the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He performs when he's out there. Now, there might be a question if he's going to be able to perform or not this year. That's the question, but he'll be out there and he'll be playing. But I did find that interesting that Mahomes was there, and he should be. You know, let's not lose sight of the fact that they do win because of him. Whether he's throwing up huge numbers or not, they're winning because that's the team leader. That's the culture. That's the guy that gets him to the promised land.
I think it's obvious when you're not the reason, though, that you're winning. I think that's kind of what I'm saying. Like along the Trent Dilfer thing, like Patrick Mahomes, part of the reason they were losing earlier in the season was because of him, because he was turning the ball over. The reason
he was trying too much.
And then you look at what happened afterwards, where he went on that ridiculous streak of not throwing a pick. Like a little thing can make a big difference. And Patrick Mahomes not turning the ball over, forget anything else that he did. He wasn't putting the team in a bad position, you know. Juwan Taylor wasn't being penalized as much, it seemed like. They were moving the ball better offensively.
He did take number one, though.
I know he did take number one. But I think, you know, the defense is, I think Patrick Mahomes deserves a piece of the pie as to why they won every single Super Bowl that they've won and why they've won every single playoff game that they've won. There have been moments where you look back at other players, they didn't have any, like quarterbacks, they didn't have as much, if any, piece of the pie as to why they were actually, you know, getting the job done. Like when the Bears made it to the Super Bowl, I don't know how good Rex Grossman was, but it's hard to say that Rex Grossman was solely responsible or the main reason why the Bears made it to the Super Bowl the year that they lost to the Colts. Like I don't buy that. You know? Yeah. Like Brock Purdy is not the main reason why, or even reason number 2, 3, or 4, I would say, why the Niners made it to the Super Bowl.
No,
in the
skill
years
positions
that they
all
did.
Around him.
That and the defense was ridiculous. So I think, you know, that's the thing where Patrick Mahomes sets himself apart. And that's no shot at Josh Allen necessarily, because Josh Allen is the big part of why the Bills are as good as they are.
Yeah, they scored 30 points a game and really didn't have a lot of talent on that offense besides him.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously was great, but
again, there's talent, but no names.
When it came down to playing Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, the one time that he played him, he has lost in the playoffs. He hadn't come through. Not one time being in the playoffs has he beat Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow. I think that matters.
No, it does matter. I'm going, let's slow down here. Josh Allen's 0-for-4 against Mahomes in the postseason.
Yeah.
That stuff matters.
He lost at home to Joe Burrow in the snow.
And one of the stupidest things I heard is because the Chiefs were in a Hallmark movie, that made him dislike them, and then they were talking about liking Buffalo. Hey, newsflash, the Bills are in the Hallmark movie this year.
Yeah. You want to get to the random question?
Yeah, and by the way, Jair Alexander, it was a smart pickup for the Ravens because they were second last in pass defense. Very smart move.
It takes five guys to guard Jamar Chase, apparently.
Random question.
All right, for you, Bing, for the text line as well, 913-586-7965. I've got the random question of the day for you. So shout out to ChatGPT. This one, courtesy of ChatGPT. I don't know how much you use ChatGPT, Bink.
I use stuff a lot. It's right. Easy, man. Especially with stats.
Yeah, for sure. I think ChatGPT is very useful at times. But the random question for you today, as well as the text line, what's the most ridiculous thing you've convinced someone was true? It could be, I don't know, that the sky is not blue and somebody actually believed you, I guess. I don't know. But what's the most ridiculous thing you've convinced someone was true? 913-586-7965. And for you, Bink, you want me to go first? Because I've got mine.
Yeah, I want to hear yours first.
All right, so mine is properly ridiculous. It's also very mean. Shout out to my brother for this. I used to convince my brother that he was adopted. Dead serious. I used to like make a joke. And I'd be like, no, dude, you for real were adopted. He's like, no, I'm not. He would get so mad at me. And it was obviously such a, I'm not going to say the word that I would like to describe it, because it was really mean and really bad. It was a rude, ignorant, mean.
So he was convinced he was adopted.
I think at one point he was, and then my parents were like, no, you're not. And it was over from there. But I convinced him just probably to get under his skin, because he was better than me at something. He was beating me in something. I was like, dude, you're adopted, man. Come on now. Like, Zach, you know, you really were. And he'd be, no, I'm not. And he'd get really mad, Bink. So that was very, very mean of me, but it very is. Ridiculous.
You know, I like that about you, Drew. I like you have to be mean once in a while. I knew a dude once that raised a kid. And then he turns out, like, decade later, finding out that it wasn't actually his. That's mean. Because that was true.
Wait, 10 years of thinking it? Oh.
And it wasn't. He wasn't the father like he thought.
Okay, but you weren't telling him in this, right?
No, obviously. I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. I just stay out of those things. I think this person
went 10 years thinking that a child was theirs.
It's pretty bad, man. It's a harsh thing to find out.
From the 620, told my nephews I played in the big leagues against Jeter and A-Rod. And they believed you? That's pretty dope, actually. That's pretty sweet. From the 913, they did the same thing with their brother. I think some part of him still questions if he's adopted because he doesn't look like any of us.
I used to try to convince people that beer was good for you and like to have it every day and like a lot of it, like it'd make you live longer.
Like beer's like water, you know?
Yeah.
I think that for the 913, I think that's part of, I mean, if they obviously don't look like my brother looks like all of us. So that doesn't help. But if they didn't look much like anybody else in your family, that would be tough.
You know, I was told that a lot myself, to be honest with you. Because I don't look anything like my parents. I was actually told that a lot. Like a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, I was.
From the 913, I convinced a friend that when you fall asleep, all the blood in your body goes back into your heart. That's why sometimes when you wake up and your arm's asleep, because your heart has to pump the blood.
Really?
Hey, man.
We used to tell people if they didn't. Never mind. Not want to go there.
From the 484, back in the day, I used to open up new Panera Bread cafes in Canada and would be gone for 3 weeks per cafe each time. I convinced whatever new employee that I was in a band and was taking leave to go on a tour. That's pretty sick. That's awesome. That's pretty dope. See, anytime that it's funny and harmless, like what I did and what the other person on the text line did, that could have really...
But I told you it was cruel,
somebody's
though.
Spirit, you know? That could have really done that. Or in the example that you used, Bink.
That's cruel.
Yeah, very, very, very cool.
I've tried to convince people that my love advice is good.
Someone said they convinced their grandparents that Mahomes' kids' middle names are Oakley because of the sponsorship. And it's still a thing they believe.
That's apparently. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yo, what? I don't know if I can read that one. You know what? Fine, I'll read it. From the 816, I convinced people in college that when my uncle passed away, my aunt had him stuffed. By like a taxidermist. That's bad, man.
From the 816, Bank, can you stop using the word, can I be honest with you? Does that mean you're lying to us all the other times? Maybe.
Oh, so you've been lying to us this whole time then?
You have to determine if it's real or not. I don't lie, man. Again, I pull some crazy stuff out, but that's true stuff. But it's crazy stuff. But like, Drew, I give you something every day almost, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Something just out of the blue.
Anyone tell Dusty's dad he is raising Bink's kid. I should take a picture of that and send it to him.
You should.
Oh, I moved from the 816. This is more like a snitch line one, too. I moved the clock 2 hours ahead in the warehouse, and everybody went home at 3:30, but it was 1:30.
It's like Drew forgetting what time it was when he called Jake.
Yeah, from the 913, my wife and I told our daughter that cattails were actual corn dogs.
There's a lot of things you can tell people.
I
think we all did it when we started leaving stuff out for reindeer.
When you were young, yeah, I mean, we still, by the way, do that. We still have on the Christmas tree. Like, on the Christmas tree, we know Santa's not real, but we...
Do you leave cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We still put notes on the Christmas tree to open up like our big presents. Like my parents, well, if there's like a bigger present for us, they'll put a note on the tree from Santa.
I need to talk to you about that.
What do you mean? All right.
I had an adult call. Never mind.
During the break, I will hear what you have to say. We need to go to a break. We're having some beer.
The fan club. Really, the beer, Drew. It's time to get drunk.
You're having beer, not me.
It's time to get hammered. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.